stick around and talk to me too long.
I'd be curious to see who it was. If you can get names, let me know tomorrow. Shoot me a text or something or call out on the radio. I'd be curious because I didn't know anything about that. Of course, that's probably, that may be, I don't know if they'd be on the GM side or not. I would be curious to see. That's interesting.
Yeah, they were GM employees because they came up with our district rep.
Well, you know, I really, it would really been nice if you guys were like, well, I heard you got one guy leaving that I don't even know if we're going to use TAC ever again because he's gone. I would do whatever it took to get him back, you know, $15, $20 an hour more, whatever. Just keep him because you need him. And then just throw my name out there.
Well, I did kind of reference you a little bit, not by name, but the guy asked, you know, about, oh, you know, what's your experience with TAC? I said, I tell you what, I don't use TAC and I won't ever use TAC. You know, so that's, well, why is that? I'm like, because you guys don't tell us anything we don't already know. You have information there in front of you that can help us fix cars that you will not share with the dealer techs. And I said, that's crap, so I'm not even bothering with you guys. I'll watch a YouTube video or go to an online forum to find out. And the guy goes, well, you know, we gave all the information. I said, well, that's crap right there. I can tell you right now, I know different. You guys have, you're privy to information that we need that you're not giving us, period.